regarding the virtue of Mashiach, Yeshayahu HaNavi says, Hine Yaskil Avdi, behold, my servant will be very successful. Mitzuda Sian explains that Yaskil, although usually terminology which is used to describe intelligence, is here refers to Inyan HaTzlacha. And that's because HaMatzliach B'davar, the person who experiences great success, it seems as if Asa Maaseu B'Haskil. Yeshayahu HaNavi goes on to describe the virtues of Mashiach. Yorum, he says that he will be exalted. Venisa, he'll be lifted up. And lastly, V'gova Ma'id, he'll be exceedingly high. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us, Yorum, he will be lifted up. This refers to the concept of Avram. Venisa refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. And lastly, V'gova, even greater than Malachi Asharis. The Tzemach Tzedek in Derech Mitzvasecha goes on to speak about the greatness of Mashiach, eclipsing the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says that this will even be reflected in the fire of the Mizbeach, and the way the offerings are consumed. The problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva seems to say something different. When he speaks about the virtue of Oseh HaMelech, of that great king who will come from the seed of David HaMelech, he says he'll be a Baal Chochma, exceedingly wise, yes, Mishleima. And then he speaks about Navi Gadol, he'll be great in prophecy, Karev l'Moshe Rabbeinu, only close to Moshe. Here we see he'll be greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, yet the Rambam seems to rule that he'll only be Karev. The Rebbe suggests that the answer is simple. Yesh lefarish, shehu rak benigeel l'maylas ha-nevuah. The Rebbe says that the words of the Rambam refer only to Nevuah, not to all the other virtues. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu will remain the greatest Navi of all time. Mashiach will be very close to him in that area. In all other areas, Mashiach will be far greater. May we be zeiche to see Mashiach, b'mheira, u'b'yameinu amen.